of your lips when they pressed against mine.
Thank you. you, babe. I think I got to put you down for a while. You know I love you, but you messed up my happy home. Made me mistreat my only child. When you hear me moaning and groaning, babe,
sapphire blue. is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Don't. A fitting dream was thought would last. It's 8:23 in the morning. This is WMFO in Medford, and we are Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
And I am DJ Time Cop.
And we hate to tell you today, but Mark Ruffalo is auditioning for a new spin-off TV show on the BBC called The Great Californian Bake Off. It's kind of similar to The Great British Bake Off, but instead of in a tent, they're on the beach. And instead
of it seems like your voice is kind of lost. Have you been cheering on for any particular bake-offs lately?
Well, funny you ask.
That voice is making me very uncomfortable.
Yes, last night I was watching The Great British Bake Off. After Mark told us he wouldn't be in, I decided to figure out what all the hype was about. Turns out, pretty great show. I'm excited for the spinoff. Good luck in that, Mark. I'm not sure if it's like a celebrity show or if he's just auditioning as a civilian. I'm not sure if that'll give him an advantage, but it could work out for him. So, best of luck. We're going to be here until 10 in the morning, playing some tunes, some more recent songs, some later songs, some earlier songs, some songs that came out last week, some songs that came out this week, some songs that came out. My internet isn't working in the studio.
Internet's down.
Can I get a shout out at Tufts Wireless? No, it's just like specifically with my. Yeah. So, here we are. The Fleet Foxes put out a new song. First new song in 6 years, in preparation for their new album. The song is called Third of May / Odaigahara. I think that's how you pronounce it. Or you can just look up Fun Times Music, haha.
Did you change overnight? Second son on the other line.
Now back in our town is a castaway. I'm reminded of the time it all fell in line on the 3rd of May. As if it were designed, made it in sand to be washed away. Oh, but I can hear you loud in the center. On we may be crowded together like thank you.
later. Oh, my mama, papa coming for you. I'm the space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk it like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was 3rd of May, Odaigara, Odaigahara, Odaiga. Fleet Foxes and David Bowie, Moon Age Dream, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, 1972. Moon Age Daydream.
Moon Age Daydream.
What's a What's a moonage?
It's moon age.
Moon age.
I think it's moon. It might be like moonage.
Moonage.
Like you know, like somethingage. Like
yeah, yeah, like foliage.
Of, yeah.
Or.
Carnage. Or like.
Cartilage.
Yeah. You know. I think yeah. I guess just like.
Okay, one for the totally one for moonage. The edges.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know. You know what a daydream is.
Yeah.
I think you can get the yeah. It's like a pretty.
If any of you guys need a spelling on that, turn on your phones so, and
Wikipedia for that one.
Yeah, it's David Bowie at wikipedia.org. Send him an email.
Bowen.
The password is yes. Moonage.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
To be honest, Noah and I exchanged probably like 4 words during that 15 minutes of music we just played. It's a bit of an early morning for us all.
Really, it's a really a slow one.
If you want to exchange any words.
Yeah, if you want to call in.
We can promise at least 4.
The heck up. call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO.
You can do it.
We believe in you.
Now we're gonna sing a song for you.
Welcome.
In the middle of a 9-minute jazz song, we have returned. Yeah. Because
this
it's really
probably
going
to go down as the slowest morning of this show on record. But I'm kind of just enjoying sitting and listening to this.
Yeah, we don't really owe you guys anything, yeah, for the record. You don't have to listen to us. We don't get paid to be here. There's seven people listening. Eight people listening right now. All of you guys, I mean, if you have a problem, you can hit us up. But, like, none of you guys have called to complain. Well, most of you haven't called to complain.
Yeah. I've been really, I don't know, I feel like I wanted to test out some advice giving. If anyone has any tips.
What does that mean?
An Ask Alice, kind of like a Dear Alice thing.
You want advice on how to give advice?
No.
Or you want Alice to call us?
I think I know how to give advice.
So you want people to call in asking for advice? Yeah. Oh, that's kind of a big ask.
Yeah,
Alice.
Totally huge ask.
Our qualifications are that we are two straight white men who live in Medford.
Yeah.
So tons of experience and worthy.
Yeah, I know, but very little.
Worthy things to give advice on. If you have any questions for our...
Yeah, that's 855-915-WMFO. That's
855-915-9636. In the middle of that last song, I accidentally clicked on a tasty video on Facebook.
That was
the brief interruption of...
I didn't think it was an interruption. I thought it was more of just like a variation on the song. That was like a...
Tasty videos have pretty...
Yeah, color tone.
They have pretty good audio, I think. I don't like at the end... Have you ever watched a tasty video with sound?
Yeah.
At the end? Oh, I'll see if I can pull one up. They always have like the same ending, and it kind of bothers me. And I'm not sure if I'm wrong, because obviously tasty. So here's a video. Homemade cinnamon rolls. Putting the yeast in. Set 1 minute. Flour, 4 cups.
I like the idea.
They're stirring it.
I like the idea of someone listening to this in the car and be like...
Cover for 1 hour. Baking powder, 1 tablespoon. Salt, 2 tablespoons. Flour, 3/4 cup. Confession, I've already watched this tasty video. Let's skip to the end. Alright, now they're done. Pour the frosting on. Crisscross pattern.
Gotta get the horn section going on.
Yeah. Honestly, it's basically the same as the
Tasty and Today Food. Oh yeah.
Is that what the tag is every time?
No, it's not.
Can we go another one?
It's normally, oh, yeah, but this time it was one of the Today Show hosts.
Who was it?
I don't know any of the Today Show hosts' names. Today Show host.
Matt Lauer? Where in the world could he
Al Roker.
Al Roker.
It was Al Roker. I thought so.
Okay.
I just didn't want to assume.
What's happening in your neck of the woods? What's the weather like? Also, yeah, weather. It's crazy. The snowpocalypse is coming. I just found out about this.
This is a one-pot spinach chicken pasta.
Oh, yes.
That. Oh, yes. I hate that.
I think you hate that because it sounds a little bit like you.
Because I didn't come up with it first. Do you want to know something interesting that my bass teacher taught me last week?
Yeah.
That song that I just played, So What, by Miles Davis, came off of Kind of Blue, which came out in 1959. Do you know what other jazz albums came out in 1959? The Shape of Jazz to Come by Ornette Coleman, Mingus Ah-Um by Charles Mingus, Time Out by Dave Brubeck, and Giant Steps by John Coltrane. 5 jazz records that all, like, took jazz in a vastly like new direction.
On that Mingus record.
Goodbye Porcupine Hat.
Pork Pie Hat.
Yeah, it is. There's okay, only 3 songs.
That's like one of my favorite. Yeah. All right. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's imagine being out like well, I guess we talk about like how like good like quote unquote good of a year it is for music or like how good of a year
Have we talked about that?
For music. I just feel like we've talked about that in general with, like, a lot. Like, I feel like there have been a lot of, like, really big albums that have come out in the past couple years. Like, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Sure.
Coloring Book.
Rubber Soul,
yeah. The Reissue. And, yeah. I think that people like to think that, like, there's, like, this is, like, a golden age for a lot of things. Like, I definitely think it's a golden age for TV. And
oh, well, yeah. TV is a totally different story. There was no good TV shows in 1959.
Can you just imagine, like... being, yeah.
Just what, like, not, like that? Like 21?
Yeah, but like all of those crazy jazz records are just coming. They're all like new releases. Like never.
Yeah. Well, the context is kind of weird too, because like if you're 21, like, or we're 20, so yeah, let's say you're 20, then you're born in 49, yeah, you're a baby boomer, you know, yeah, boom, boom. And then your life is really conservative, and you probably think that Miles Davis is going to make your kids have sex or something.
Yeah.
Which would be vastly inappropriate for us to mention on the radio. Oh, it's between 55 and 05, so this is WMFO in Medford. The FCC requires that you say exactly WMFO in Medford. This is WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, Noah, you've been on a bit of a, like, Brazilian music kick recently. Is that would
yeah,
that be safe
I,
to
I
say?
Guess you could say that.
The next song that you have queued up is...
Oh, sentimental.
Is a
yeah.
Actually, I don't know if it's Brazilian, but it's in Portuguese,
it
so
is,
I assume
it is Brazilian. So it's Paulinho da Viola is he's like a samba musician.
Cool.
The way I originally found out about this guy, so Spotify. I was listening to Gilberto Gil, who's like a pretty, I would say like a more like well known Brazilian musician. And what Spotify does now is if you're at the end of a queue, it'll automatically start a radio.
Right.
Based on like what you were just listening to. And I was listening to some Brazilian music, and this came on. Well, a different Paulinho da Viola song came on, and I wasn't necessarily struck by the music, at least in that song. I really like this song. But the album art was just so
cool,
terrifying. It's like it looks like a Goosebumps cover. Like he just has like
for Ensua O Samba, or for a different album.
It's not for that album. It's for a different album. I ended up just finding that song like looking through his discography, but it's like a colored pencil or like drawing of him like holding a bouquet of flowers, and I think maybe it's just the way the lines are drawn, but also like he just has like bright red eyes and like
wow,
is like crying and has this really creepy smile while he's holding the flowers. Like I think it's meant obviously to be very nice, but it kind of reminded me of like Goosebumps covers. But
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's play the song then.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it.
Sentimentos
by Paulinho da Viola.
Em meu peito eu tenho demais a alegria que eu tinha nunca mais. Depois daquele dia em que eu fui sabedor que a mulher que eu mais amava nunca me teve amor. Sentimentos em meu peito eu tenho demais, a alegria que eu tinha nunca mais. Depois daquele dia em que eu fui sabedor que a mulher que eu mais amava nunca me teve amor. Hoje ela pensa que estou apaixonado, mas é mentira, está dando um golpe errado.